Tonight's shiur, Simen Resh Mem Dalet, Se'if Aleph. Simen Resh Mem Dalet, Ezo Melochos Yochel Ein Yehud Lasos Ba'al HaYisrael. Which activities, which melochis may a non-Jew do on behalf of a Yid on Shabbos? Se'if Aleph. Poisek Odom Perish Masne Ima Ein Yehudi Ala Melocha. A Yid can decide, can agree with a non-Jew to do a job. The koitzes damim, they set a price. Then Yehudi oisla atzmo. Then the non-Jew does it when it works in his schedule to do it. The afap yishu oisla b'shabbos, even the non-Jew does it on Shabbos. Mutter, that's permitted. In other words, beforehand, the Yid makes up with him, you'll do the job, this is what you get paid for the job, take care of it. So then the non-Jew does it when he wants. So you can even do it on Shabbos. When do we say this is acceptable? When the non-Jew does the Melochon Shabbos, Bitsina. First of all, it has to be private. Shein makirin hakol shezu ha-melocha nasis b'Shabbos she'yisrohu. It cannot be obvious and recognizable that the goy is working on a Jew's thing, doing the Melocha for the Jew on Shabbos. Am hoyis yaduam for semis, if this was well known in public knowledge, asur, that would be asur. Sheroya esa'eni yudi oisik, because when someone sees the non-Jew working on the Jew's thing, any odeya shakatsas, he doesn't know that they made up in advance a price. But Oyman, he thinks that Ploni Sochar any Yehud lasos the Melocha b'Shabbos. He thinks the Yid hired the non-Jew to do work on Shabbos. So if it's something that is noticeably the property of a Yid that the guy is working with, that's a problem. The Fikach, therefore, if someone makes up with a non-Jew that the non-Jew is going to build the wall around his yard, it's going to be a wall to the house, he's going to harvest the field. So if this malacha was taking place in the city or in the tchum, the Yid cannot allow the non-Jew to do the work on Shabbos. Because people see, they don't know that an arrangement was made in advance. It looks like he's a hired hand for the day, so he's got to stop. Again, this is a Mars Ayin on Amir La'akum that we have to worry about. The Mars says, Afilu imdor bein ha'enam Yehudim, even if the Yid lives among non-Jews, we still have to worry about guests that come, or even his family, so that may suspect him. The Shulchan Aruch continues, if the activity was taking place beyond the limits of the tchum, and there isn't another city within the tchum where the activity is taking place, that means there's no yidin in that area, mutter, then it's okay. In the old edition of Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber ends here. This is where it ends. We have a hemshech. The Eina Yehudi Shehichnason Sheyisola Dairus Adehu. If a non-Jew brings sheep of a Yid into the field to fertilize the field, and then we have a parenthesis. Ayana, come on, Simon Tovkuf Lamazayin Siftav. Look in Tovkuf Lamazayin. It's like a hanging sentence. Eina Yehudi Shehichnason Sheyisola Dairus Adehu. It doesn't tell us what. And then you have the parenthesis. And the old Shulchan Aruch wasn't even there. This whole line wasn't there, and probably the whole thing should be in parentheses. That if a non-Jew wants to bring the Jew's sheep to fertilize the field, you look in Hichas Cholam Moed, Tavkal Mazayin, the halach is brought over there, that he brings it on his own, that it's actually mutter, even on Shabbos. That's the lashon Shulchan Aruch over there. But it would seem this whole line was an add-in later on. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Aleph. The code says, Damim. The Yid makes up with the non-Jew to do the malach, and they set a price, Hainu Kabonis. This is like a contract. He makes up with him, he agrees with him to do a certain activity, and they get paid a certain fee. Now, if the non-Jew does it as a favor, look later in that's ke'ilu katsas. The halacha is, it's also as if you set a price. That's permitted. The kivan shakatzat, since the price is set, it's not going to change. Adaita denavshe ka'ovid. So then the non-Jew works of his own choice. Lemaher lahashlo malachto, and he wants to get the job done and get his fee already. The yisrael and kapeid bezev. The Jew doesn't care. The imlo yaseo hayom. If he doesn't do it today, yasu lomach. He'll do it tomorrow. But if the Yid says, I need it done on Shabbos, also that you can't do. This has to be done, but sinna. The activity is done in private. So it's not like everyone knows they're doing work on a Yid's item. As we explained. But it's true that even if it would be done in public, it would be permitted. Since it's not known that this is a malacha for a Yid. That people don't recognize that this is a Jew's thing that he's working on. Now, even if some do know that it belongs to a Yid, sorry, it's okay. Because it's not like everyone knows. The Aval even though we clarified later in the law, we do worry about guests, Ubene Beis or his household, so they may suspect him. Sham Shimelechis Mechubah, there the activity was with the ground. Was things attached to the ground. When you deal with the ground and real estate, then the owner's name is attached. So we are more strict in such a case. Therefore, when it comes to building a wall or a chotzer, then you have issues. What's let me to say? Whenever you're dealing with real estate, the assumption is that people know that this belongs to a Yid. Sifkan vav chatsero or kastel, he's building the chatser or the wall. Vafiluhum oymed b'makom she'ein yiduah shushlo. Even if it's in a place where no one knows it's his, gam kin us, it's still forbidden. The ishlochus shechenav, we have to worry about the neighbors. She'yoydim shushlo, they do know who it belongs to. The achshadu she'sechiro huliyom, and they will suspect that he's paying the workers a daily wage. Sifkan zayin lixelo sodehu, or if he hires him to harvest this field. Even though it's common for fields to lease the field to the workers, the non-Jewish workers, and they'll pay based on percentages, that they get a percentage of the crop and give the percentage back to the owner. So anyone who sees him working there will think it's arisus. And we learned before that that's okay. In this case, it's forbidden. It's different over there. The kishayachgeru hadavar, when they investigate, yimotzei shekainhu, they see it's true. She'enihudi chovers, that the non-Jew took a percentage of the produce. Avol hacha, but in this case, she'yiru be'esakot, she'enihudi noto be'ravach, they see at the time of the harvest that the non-Jew doesn't get any of the profits. Yeidu l'mafreya, they'll realize retroactively the lavaros, how he was never a sharecropper in the first place. The yachshadu she'schir yom ha'yad, they will suspect that he was hired by the day. It's very common to hire workers in the fields on a daily wage. Even if it's common in the city to hire by contract and they're not paid by the day, the view of the Taz is to be strict. Not to allow the Naju to work in the field on Shabbos Yontif. Certainly not to let him build on Shabbos. Because people suspect that these are day laborers. Because that is also common. But some are lenient. Sharatzion says, this is that were lenient. When the standard practice in the city is that construction workers are contracted. Now again, that means when all the work being done is by contract workers, as opposed to the case when just the foreman is hired by contract. And then the foreman then hires people who do the work, and they're paid by day, by a daily wage. That's a problem. And even if he hired them all the kablonis, gamkin aser, it would also be aser. In other words, the balabos has to hire the workers bekablonis. But if he only hires the foreman bekablonis, that's going to be a problem, since he may hire the other people, the subcontractors, by day or bekablonis. Doesn't make a difference, it's aser. Vayin be'aloch, you look in be'aloch, we clarify as follows. The besada yishis machal devrayim. When it comes to a field, we will rely on those who are lenient. The makom hefs in the case of a loss. Al b'bayis, when it comes to a house, sirch iyan yesh l'hokav zeh, it's not that clear that we should be lenient. Do negadas kama poskim, it's against many poskim. V'ayim b'shat shuvah b'shem no'di b'yehuda simin debes, and look at shat shuvah, we quote from the no'di b'yehuda. The Be'er Halacha brings, a machlokes rishonim, the Be'er Halacha brings that the Rosh in Maseches Avodah Zarah quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who allowed a yid who hired workers to build his house b'kabonis. And the Rosh tainted on him and said that the fact that Arisus works by fields does not help by kablonis for houses, but by the field, it's the common method to do Arisus. But binyan batim is typically by day laborers. When you build houses, you should day laborers. So people who see it think it's a schir yoim. The Shulchan Aruch, he says, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch is medayik, that it's because any odeya shekatzatz. People don't know that they set the price. And they think that he hired him to do the work by the day. But if it's a place where you publicize that it's bekablonis, or it's the meaning of the place to do bekablonis, then it should be mutter. Then he brings the note to Behuda himself in the Be'er Halacha that is also makel, even on Shabbos. But in the end, the Behuda didn't want to be makel a maisa. The case of the Behuda was, in Prague, they needed the goyim to put up roofs before the winter came. They needed roofers to put up the roof before the winter. And it came Chol HaMoed Sukkos, and people needed the work done. And if they didn't get the work done in Chol HaMoed, they won't get the Baal Melacha afterwards. Then if you don't get it up before the winter, you're going to have rain and snow. It'll be gefelach the whole winter. So he was makel b'kablonis, even b'shabbos v'yontif, since in Prague, most binyanim are built b'kablonis. And especially when it comes to putting on a roof. And therefore, there's no chashat. Lamaisa, it says at the end, Afal Pekin was only Mekel B'chol HaMoed. So Shas Techak, but he didn't want to be Mekel Chai Zat. So Mekel then he says it should be Mutter. So that's the quandary that Mishnah Berurah is saying. When it's Kablonis, building on Shabbos, are we going to be Mekel because it's Kablonis? So if people suspect it's day laborers, you can't do that. But let's say everyone knows it's contract laborers. Everyone knows you're not paying by the day. It's contract laborers. So it should be Tzad to be Mekel. So by Sada, he's more lenient. When it comes to house, he's more on the line, more questioning. And the poskim, contemporary poskim say that lemaisa bismanenu, everything is done, or most things are done with kablonis. And yet the Rav Moshe said, we try not to do it on Shabbos. We still, not to mezalas on Shabbos, which we're extra strict. We don't want people have work done on their house, builders building houses on Shabbos, even though we know that it's a contract job. It's still considered the zilzal of Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah sivkon ches, ba medino. If it's in the city, in the city, Shekori Medina Lefam, sometimes we refer to the city as Medina. Sefkan Tes or Hatchum, in the boundaries of the city, Shurigilm Anshi'ir Lefam Le'ech Hashem. So people will walk there and they can walk by and shout and say, hey, what's going on here? Sefkan Yud, Lohaniach, then it's Asr to let him do the work. Isa B'Sefer Chasidim, Shimon Shinon Ches. If you look at Sefer Chasidim, he writes in Shimon Ches, Maise Ba'odim Echad is a story about a man. He hired a non-Jew to build his house b'kablonis, a set fee up front. The non-Jew is building on Shabbos and Yontif. People complained to him. He didn't pay attention because he said, it's kablonis. He's doing a date of the Ravshe. In a very short matter of time, so Nishar Hakaka, the property disappeared. Lo lo lozaro, it wasn't his, not his kids. It was confiscated. He lost the property, and the whole thing was a loss, even though it was bekablonis. So we are worried about the chashad that people think that it's shiryom and he's over on the issue of Amir la'akum, and that's a big problem. Sifkan Yeralf, even if the yid doesn't live among other Jews. He lives among non-Jews. What's something to say? He's living out of the tchum of the city. There isn't another city in his tchum. It's still forbidden. We're concerned. Because guests will come and they'll suspect him. That which we're lenient when the work is done beyond the tchum. That means the work is beyond the tchum. But the person who owns the thing is living in the city itself. Mishnah Berurah continues, Sifkan Yud Beis, V'gam Ein Ir Acheres. If the Malach is beyond the Tchum, and there is no other city in the Tchum, V'adin K'shedar Sham Ez Yehudi B'toch HaTchum Shal Malach Ham Kenoser. And that means, the Halacha is, if there was a Yid living within the Tchum of where the work is being done, it's Taka Oser. V'yitzav L'en Yehudi Kodim HaShabbos, he'll have to instruct the Nanju before Shabbos, so Yasa B'Shabbos, not to work on Shabbos. Sifkaran Yud Gimel, Mutter. The Sulak Mishum Maris Ayin. So then it's okay, there's no Maris Ayin. The Eina Yehudi Kitark with the Kitark, and the non Jew's working on his own. So when people have investments in real estate, and they can have an apartment complex in the weirdest places, no Yidden anywhere near, totally far out. So if they hire a company to do work there, they can work whenever they want, because it's Kablonis, and I pay a set price up front, and I don't care when they work, and there's no Maris Ayin, it's beyond the Tchum, there's no Yidden where they are working, so there's no issues. V'hine, mitoch mashin esbar b'zehasif, what we clarify in this paragraph, muchach, it's clear, the asur l'skor eni Yehudim Kablonis lefano zivlo michotzer v'oisev b'shabbos. It would be forbidden to hire non-Jew b'kablonis, set up a price in advance. It's also to do that to clear out the zevel from his yard, the manure from his yard, and he does it on Shabbos. It's also to misakin hechotzim zev because it improves his yard. It's like any work with something attached to the ground. Some places allow hiring a non-Jew who will remove the manure from the street, even though they come on Shabbos. Because Magnavam, the time Magnavam explains the reason, that once it's in the public thoroughfare, there's no concerns, there's no chashad, no suspicion. But of course, you can't hire him for the day. It still has to be a kablonis. The Achorim disagree with his logic. They hold, there's no difference whether it's for the tzibu or an individual. And he himself writes at the end, if a place doesn't have such a leniency when it's in the street, one should not be lenient. Ayin Shem Tam, look for his reason. It's a chil Hashem. As we'll explain. Even if we say that there's no suspicion when it's a public thing, the Magnavam agrees to live in those spaces that you cannot allow non-Jews to build a shul on Shabbos through the kablonis. Nowadays, because in our days, the other nations, the non-Jews, will not allow workers to work on their buildings on their holidays, and we're going to let on Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's a terrible chil Hashem. If we let them work on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when we come along and cuss with Kamachom, however many Achronim write, the Meish Chashash Chassom Shisbatel Habinyan Habeis Knesagam. That if we're concerned Chassom, they won't end up building the shul. The whole project will not go on if they can't work when they want. Then we allow the non-Jew to work when it's kablonis to build it. But it has to be very public knowledge that it was done by kablonis. So we don't let people come and mow our lawns on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though we make arrangements in advance. We set the price in advance. Come when you want, because it looks like I called them to come today. And for the same reason, we don't let someone come fertilize our lawns and spray our lawns on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and if they come, they have to leave. But at the same time, if the telephone company, electric company, goes into my backyard to work on the wires, we don't send them away. Because everyone knows, it's not my wires. It belongs to them. It's their wires. And they can do what they want. That's not this concern. The concern is they're coming to my malacha. This is their malacha. That's not a concern.